August 2011.
Two international students landed at San Francisco Airport and Dominican University was there. What people didn't know was
these students were here to stay.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there.
Hello America, hello Spain, this is What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willy in radio.dominican.edu. So we are here again Wednesday from 4 to 5.
Now it's 5.
Yeah, now it's 1 a.m. in Spain, so they should be sleeping or something. But if you're in Spain and you're not sleeping, thank you for listening to us. And today we have our
special
guest.
And if you are American, if you are wake up and you are listening to
if
us,
you're American,
instead
you
of having
up.
A nap, thank you for listening also.
Yeah, if you're American, you should be wake up. So hello and thank you. So today, like the other days, we have a special guest. Who is the special guest, DJ Nat?
Today I should say that it's more special than a special only.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Because she's like her name, like a candy.
Yeah.
she's like a candy. She is candy. I'm gonna try to say this right. Sunthorn Beach.
I know. Candy Sunthorn Way.
Sunthorn Way?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Candy, hello. How are you?
Hello, I am good. Thank you. So, yeah, you guys were right. But not. Quite like, you know, exactly
you
my last name.
Okay, say your name.
Oh, like Thai accent?
Yeah.
Sun Thon Wait.
How?
Again?
Sun Thon Wait.
Sun Thon Wait. You see? No, I was kidding. Sun Thon Wait. She's like a candy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
First thing I want to know. Wait, I'm going to put the music up. Now. first thing I want to know about you is like, your name is Natalie Candy, which is your long name.
I know, like, okay, my first name is Natanit and my last name is Sun Thon Wait. But my nickname is Candy, and I want you to know that, I mean, like, most of Thai people, like, almost 100% that they have to have their own nickname.
Why? What? Here in America or there?
No, in Thailand. Everybody like born with nickname.
So you have a Thai name and an American name, English
no,
name.
No, like anything. It can be, the nickname is just nickname. It can be anything. It can be Thai, can be English.
Okay, I have a question. So you are Natalie Sun Thon Wait.
Thank you. You're right. Exactly.
And I'm sorry for my accent. I am doing my best. And then you choose your nickname by yourself.
Nope.
Who gives you that?
Mom and Dad.
So they give you one name and then they give you another extra nickname.
Right.
And who means your nickname? It's like in Japan that they choose one name to say, for example, if you are smart or they want you to be smart, they call you smart.
Right, like that.
Okay.
So you're supposed to be Candy.
Yeah, like you are. Like that. You are. I know, thank you.
So your parents are, do your parents know how to speak English?
My mom, yeah.
So you have to say that you are now in Radio Dominican Dog with What About Us, with DJ William, DJ Nat. So hello, mom and Nat, Candy.
Okay, okay. Hello, I am Candy, and now I am with Hector and Natalie on the, What About Us program.
Wait, What About Us? Oh,
and
us,
now us, we, us, want, us. We want your father to understand it, so please.
Yeah, say hello to your dad.
Probably he's sleeping right now.
Yeah, but you, Candy, you didn't listen to us before. We have podcast. You can listen to us whenever you want. You're boring. You only have to... No,
he said, I am boring. Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay, if you are bored, not boring, you only have to go to radio.dominican.edu and then choose our radio show or the others.
Oh, yeah.
So... Candy, explain to us, what are you doing in America?
Okay, it's kind of long story.
We have time.
1 hour, exactly.
Okay, sure. So, this is kind of first time I came to the United States. And I came here last Christmas. I was an exchange student from Thailand. Mm-hmm. I thought that I'm going to be here just for one semester. You know, when the semester is over, I went back to Thailand for a month. Mm-hmm. And then I missed USA, like really missed USA. So I decided to transfer here. I talked to my mom and dad and friends, everybody, you know. But yeah, so I transferred here. I came back here again. And now I am here with you guys.
But there is... there is no more reasons?
More reason?
Like, love?
Everybody has to see Natalia's face when she said, like, love.
Yeah. And everybody has to see your face when you were talking about the other thing. And it was like, I don't want to talk about my boyfriend. Maybe okay, they right. don't ask me.
No. If you say, like, about love... Yeah, I have a boyfriend, but he's the part of the reason I came here, because he's an American, Thai American, but he just a part of it.
Okay, I want you to share your story.
About?
Your story, love. Love story.
Really?
It's cute, yeah.
Oh, thank you. So...
Don't kill me later, of course.
Okay, so his name is Mark, and we have been dating for 2 years already. We met in Thailand. He went to Thailand for an exchange program for a year. We met there at my school, I mean my old school. And yeah, we were friends before, and you know, like, time went by, yeah, like
it's,
that.
It's
so yeah. We date together, and then he had to get back to America. So we had been separated for 9 months. Yeah. And then it is not bad, you know, it is not that bad, because of we have internet nowadays. We have Skype, we have Facebook, we have everything. So we talk like most of the time, like every day, like that, like normal. But just he was in America and I was in Thailand. So yeah, 9 months went by so fast, and now I am here again.
But 9 months, it doesn't happen so fast.
It's fast. I mean, I know it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard, but because of we just like friends, you know. So
yeah,
So I don't get jealous or anything like that. That we respect each other and trust.
It's like distance relationship are really complicated, but I think in your case it wasn't necessarily like a distant relation.
Mm-mm.
Because you weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, so it was like I know what you mean. You are all day and all night talking with each other, like, oh, I want to see you or whatever. But it's not like, oh, what did you do before? And why didn't you answer my phone?
Oh, no, no, and no, no. I don't like that.
Who yeah. likes that?
No,
who
likes no that? One, right?
No one
I know.
No one. Appreciate me. Okay, now I don't dance unless we dancing
dirty. Skinny leather pants. I'm on my Eddie Murphy. So, okay, Candy, now we know your love story, but now we want to know something about you.
Wait, wait, wait. Say hello to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark.
So, we want to know something about you. What are you doing here? What are you studying? What is your year? You are senior, junior, sophomore?
Actually, I am a senior already, and my major is communication. And my concentration is cinema. I love that. Before I moved to USA, my major was new media. So technically, it's about new media, you know, like internet, printing, and like all media stuff. Like
but this semester, the new media thing in Dominican is not very good for you.
No, I mean, like, good. Because now I have to study like those basic stuff first.
Religion.
Yeah, religion, psychology. What else? Like those stuff, you
English.
Know. English, yeah, definitely. So
yeah, definitely.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard this semester because of, for example, for the religion class, I have to study Christian, and I am Buddhist. So
interesting.
Thank you.
So, for example, we know a lot of Christian religion, but
right.
I mean, Which are your main beliefs, your main, for Buddhist people?
Buddha.
Yeah.
But for Christian, it's God. So it's kind of, it's completely different. So, you know, guys.
Which are your main points? Like for us, it's love each other or, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Buddhists just do good thing. You will get back whatever you do, you will get back in return.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we have to say that Buddhism is not our religion.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, because
is it what?
People think that Buddhism is a religion, but it's not.
What is this?
That Christianism is a religion, Islamism is a religion, yeah. But Buddhism okay. is not a religion.
And what is that?
So how about you?
It's a way of life.
Oh.
But Buddhism is a religion.
Yeah. Religion.
Are you sure?
It is.
Hector, why did you say that?
I'm not very sure.
Why?
It
she
is
Buddhist.
Yeah, right.
I know, but do you have a book?
Have a book?
Like the Bible?
No, we don't.
For example, I mean that.
And what?
Well, you have to research.
I know that every religion has to need to have a book, but they are better.
Yeah,
they don't waste don't paper on that.
I know. I believe.
I love you, Natalie.
They don't waste paper. On
I
that.
Believe
now
in Buddhism. I don't believe in Christianity or Islamist or something. I believe.
We
in
didn't
Buddhism.
Ask you.
But and I believe in Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
So it's better. I don't know.
No, but I want to know, what do you think? Like, if you are a Christian, you follow Jesus, and you are a good person, you have like your some rules.
Yeah.
What about that in Buddhism? I don't know a lot of Buddhism.
Buddha told us to do like good things. Just that like we have to respect our dad and mom and respect older people, you know. And they said that whatever we do, we will get back in return. That's the main point of Buddhist. Like if you do good thing, you help people and then people will help you back. It's so, like karma.
I want to ask you that. Karma is from Buddhism.
Yeah, right.
And do you know something about Hinduism?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, like in Thailand, 80% of people are Buddhist.
And the other 20%?
Little of Hindu, little of Christian, little of Catholic, little of everything.
But the Buddhist, the Buddhism believes in reincarnation. Reincarnation. So you die and then just you reborn.
Yeah, right.
How would this work?
I don't know this. I don't know. Maybe I have died before.
Yeah.
My past life. I don't know. But yeah, because of they said that if you do good this life and next life, you will born in a good level, good family.
Oh, so maybe like I'm a Buddhist. Maybe I am Buddhist. I'm not
but
sure.
I have read something about Buddhism, and I think that if you are good, you're gonna reborn in a human person. So
yeah,
it's like the human person is the best.
It's the best.
So if you believe in Buddhism, it means like in your past life you were very good, because now you are a human being.
Yeah, but to me, if I am a Buddhist, but I actually why I choose Buddhist because of I can prove it, you know, but this one, I don't know yet that I can prove it or not. So I don't really like believe in that thing. But I just, you know, it's more like science. Buddhist is more like science. So I believe what I can prove it real.
So
great.
So you believe in Buddha?
I believe I can fly.
I don't believe in Buddha, and Buddha didn't tell us to believe in Buddha.
Okay, you know, so Buddha believe is in like good the things. Main master or something. He said like if you are good, good things will happen to you.
Right.
But he doesn't say you have to believe in me because
right,
I say
right,
this.
Right.
I love your Buddha.
Yeah, thank you. It's just like he is like teacher and we are like students, you know. He teaches because of he has faced those problems and he has a lot of experiences before.
And then you can believe him or not.
I just believe that I can prove it real.
But so no, you can believe.
High five, clap.
So you can believe in the Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama,
You believe in Dalai Lama because he is a person.
I don't believe in a person. I believe in the way that they teach.
So wow. He teach very good. So you believe him.
No, she believes in his
teaching, right?
Not
so
in his person.
He is like a representation of Buddha, because he does the things that Buddha says.
Okay, I think that Candy means like for her doesn't matter if Dalai Lama.
You don't believe
is
in the
better.
Person. You believe in the
yeah,
facts.
For her, doesn't
right.
matter.
I
if
know.
He is better or not. She believes in the teaching, like. You have to be good.
But Dalai Lama is supposed to be the main guy.
But it's not an imposition, like in.
I know. It's not like I'm the boss. It's not like I'm the boss, so you have to believe.
So
me.
Stop
right.
saying things. You are getting confusing here.
No, she's the Buddhism. I'm not.
Yeah, you're asking too much. Okay.
Yeah, I want to know.
We are in What About Us with DJ Willie and with DJ Nat. I'm getting nervous now.
Don't get nervous.
We are in radio.dominican.edu and this is time for a break, musical. So we are here in some minutes.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
I wanna see you peacock, cock, cock, your peacock, cock, your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock. I wanna see you peacock, cock, cock, your peacock, cock, your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock. Word on the street, you got something to show me, me. Magical, colorful, Mr. Mystery. Wanna see the show, oh, in 3D, a movie, but it's beautiful. your peacock. Oh my God, no exaggeration. Boy, all this time was worth the waiting. I just shed a tear.
So after our lessons of Buddhism, we continue here with DJ Nat and our special guest, Natanit Somtongwei.
Candy, she's really
Candy.
Sweet.
Yeah. Great, thank Candy. You.
So you had to cook something for me.
Sure.
You study here in Dominican, you study communication, you are from Thai,
I
you
have
are
a question
here
in
one
here.
Year, and then DJ Nat, your question.
Okay, you wanted to be in USA. But why did you choose Dominican between all the other schools?
Because of, like I told you, I was an exchange student last semester. My school, my old school in Thailand has a connection with Dominican, which was my school was ABAC or Assumption University of Thailand. So it had a connection with Dominican. So I came to Dominican. And then after one semester, I went back to Thailand, and I want to come back here to America again. So Dominican was my first choice in my head, in my mind that time, because of I had been here before, like, you know, one semester already. So yeah.
Do you have some kind of scholarship, or do you have to pay for everything?
I got a scholarship.
From your school in Thailand or
no,
from here?
From here, just a little bit. Uh-huh. But then I do loan. I loan money from America Bank. Yeah, for school.
And a hard question maybe. When the school finish, because this is not your last, but next semester is your last semester here.
No.
The next
even
one.
I am a senior,
you had
but
like two more?
Yeah, but because of transferring, I
you
couldn't
need
transfer
to
all
yeah, you
my
need
credits.
To have some specific.
The story of the transfer credits.
I know. One more
hard
year.
Story.
In Spain, it's something like that. If you want to transfer from one school to another, you have to do a lot of things.
A lot of work.
So then my question maybe doesn't make sense. I wanted to ask you, what are you going to do after the school? You have to go back? You can stay here?
That makes a lot of sense, and that's what my mom asked me also. But after I graduate from here, I want to try to find a job first if I can, and I hope I really can do that, really can find a job. So if I got a job, I would be so happy, and then I'm gonna work here.
But are you able to stay here farther than, I mean, your studies finish and you don't have to? I mean, the United States let you being here
for the student visa. We can work here after we graduate for one year.
Only one year.
And then we have to go back to our hometown. But if I got a job, another job, and that company is willing to sign a contract for me, so I can bring that paper to the, what's that, to show them.
Embassy?
Yeah to the embassy.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that if you graduate here, they allow you to stay for one more year.
Yeah,
and then you can go back. Because for example, for us, even if my visa says that I can stay here until 2016, it was like that.
2016.
If I stay longer, when I want to, if I try to go out to the country and they see that my date of when I finished my school here, it was in now 2011, and I go back home in 2016, they are gonna ask me a lot of things like, your visa is gone. You were here 4 years. What were you doing? What were you doing? And everything.
Like no, but you have to you have to work on paper.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of papers you have to work. After you finish school, you have to hurry to find a job. I think you have like 2 or 3 more months to find a job. After you get a job, and then you do the paper and bring it to the embassy, and then they're gonna allow you to stay in the United States for one more year. But if you couldn't get one, then you have to go back to your hometown.
Oh man, it's really hard living here.
It's so
that's
hard.
Not good. Yeah. Okay, so now we are gonna have a little break for news.
Arrest in shooting that hit White House.
Federal authorities arrested a 21-year-old Idaho man suspected of firing a semi-automatic rifle at the White House on Friday.
As United States looks to Asia, it sees China everywhere.
In his visit to Australia on Wednesday, President Obama will announce plans to use Darwin as a near center of military operations.
Clinton reaffirms military ties with the Philippines.
In the Philippines on Wednesday, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton underscored America's military cooperation with the country.
Facing crisis, technocrats take charge in Italy.
Mario Monti unveiled a cabinet drawn mostly from Italy's economic world and named himself as finance minister.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
So this is What About Us? What About Us? With no us with DJ Nat and DJ Willie and our special guest today, Natanit Sontonway.
Or Candy.
Yeah,
Candy.
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 So Candy, you are here like a year right now, more or less.
Almost
1 year.
Yeah, next month.
So what do you feel that are the
main
most,
difference.
Yeah, main differences between Thailand and here, California, or the United States in general?
Yeah. Almost everything.
Almost everything.
Like what?
Like what? Yeah. Food.
Food.
Food. Yeah, the big thing. Because of, I don't know, I think...
Yeah, for us it's exactly the same. I wish going back to Spain only for having a good party. I'm sorry, America. And good food. Good food, yeah. Food and party, that was I miss the most.
And what is the difference between the food?
In my hometown, it's a lot more tasty. Here, it's kind of plain, you know, like no taste.
Yeah.
Oops, I'm sorry, American.
It's kind yeah.
Of, yeah, yeah, no taste at all. Even
taste doesn't mean fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's only eating better.
Yeah.
It right. Doesn't mean hamburger or pizza.
No. Oh, come on, I love pizza though, but yeah, just...
Hey, do you know, pizza night.
Pizza night?
Okay,
why?
Let's go.
Yeah, right, the food is so different. I miss Thai food a lot. Even in Marin County, we have a lot of Thai restaurants, but the taste the taste of those food.
Yeah,
not the
is
same
it here,
in Thailand.
Somebody asked me, oh, have you been in the Spanish restaurant on San Rafael? And I said, no. And they were like, why don't you like that? It was like, yes, I'm Spanish, so I think that that Spanish restaurant is going to be it best.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like in Spain, and I'm going to be paying a lot because this is really expensive.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the same. I want to cook my own Spanish.
But here, not in Candy, here you have the Thai market.
Right.
Where?
Yeah, I love it.
You had to drive me there.
Thank you so much. anybody who created the invented Thai grocery in Marin in San Rafael.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Hector went with me one time.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I tried the
Thai tea ice cream.
Yeah.
I wanna try that. why don't we do that?
I know. How about like in the next 2 weeks? In a couple weeks?
Okay. We have a deal.
Deal. Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Party in my house.
Okay, so yes, party in your house.
That sounds better.
you just live on campus, right?
Yeah.
So you have your own kitchen, right?
Right. I live off.
So
campus.
We have you can cook whatever you want.
Right.
So you can do your own
food.
Yes.
Every day.
Okay, I have another. We can make party in your house. I will cook some Spanish and you can cook some Thai.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
But it has to be next week because I'm really anxious.
No, next week is Thanksgiving.
No, on Monday. On Tuesday.
Next week? Monday?
Okay, we will see later. Follow with the interview. We are in What About Us with DJ Willie and DJ Nat and our Candy. So, for example, have you been ever in your life in Europe?
Never. I mean, I had never been outside.
I thought you were going to say, I hate.
No.
She doesn't hate like another people.
I don't know the people.
Yeah, but I want to go. I want to go to Spain. I want to go to France. I want to go to
Murcia.
Our
city.
Now you know that Spanish people, they talk very well Thai.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. I just realized that you guys, Thai accent is so great. Come on, try again. Show everybody.
What do you want?
How about hello?
It was like, Samaha. No, say it and then I will repeat it.
Sawadika.
Sawadika.
Ka.
Sawadika.
Right.
Sawadika.
Right. And for the boy, Ekri, what do you have to say?
Sawadikrap.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's crap. Sawadee crap.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Hey, don't like you guys crap? Have like some radio effect, you know, like club?
I mean, look.
That's the effect.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
And after this sound effect. Okay, if you go to Europe, what do you want to see there?
I don't know how to start. Because of
For the beginning,
I think I would probably go to France first. Because of I have a friend there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like five. Okay. Yeah, around like 5, 6. Person there that I know, so I'm gonna go there before I know you guys. I didn't know
about the Spain.
Yeah, no.
Now you have to go to Spain first,
right? Now no. I know two Spaniards.
Yeah.
And for example, San Francisco, California, against Thailand. What do you like the most from here? Like you say, in Thai, we should have this.
Ah, okay. The most obvious thing is the weather, but Thailand cannot have this weather. But I like this weather, like cool, you know, a little cold, but not too cold, not too hot. But in Thailand, it's so hot, like 100 degrees.
Oh, like in my city, so you will be there like in home.
So yeah. I should go there, right?
Yeah, you should. But we have a lot of coast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we can have swim and everything, you know?
Yeah, cool.
And which is the thing that you like, that you don't like?
That I don't like here?
Yeah. The worst thing.
The worst thing?
And now you cannot say us.
Oh, okay. I think it's Thailand value in seniority. Like the younger people respect older people. Uh-huh. I mean, American people respect older people also, but in Thailand we have, for example, the older people, we would call them like P in front of their name. For example, Natalia, if you are like older than me, yeah, you are older than me, right? So I have to say,
hey. Stop there.
I have to call you P. Natalia.
Even if I only one year older?
Yeah, even 1 year
really?
Older. Yeah.
Okay, because this is like kind of in Spain. You know that Mexican people use usted for everything?
Okay, usted.
We use that only for old people.
Oh.
Like usted, this is our respect for them.
Right.
So, when I don't know, in Mexico I think they use, or even in South America they always use usted or that kind of
words.
Verb.
Yeah.
For everybody, because in America they use that. Like you is for everybody.
Right.
So. But in Spain, we make that difference. But now everybody wants to be younger. So if you say to somebody, usted, maybe he tell you, tell me you. Like, no.
You don't have to say that, right? Yeah. Like, you don't
no,
have to say
like,
usted.
Yes, I don't want to be, like, older. You can talk to me, like, if we were friends or something like that, you know?
Yeah, but it's kind of different because of in Thailand, we have, like, P, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you are younger, then we have to put, like, nong. Like, nong Hector, P Natalia, like that. But for the older, for like, auntie, uncle, like that, we have... Uncle is lung. Auntie is pa. Or grandma is, like... Yai, we put all those words before the name, and especially for the teachers here, professor something, we can okay. For example, Professor Dan, right? Actually, people here call like Dan.
Yeah.
Dan like this Dan.
Yeah, they say the name that nope. Like polite, not as polite like you say in Thai.
Yeah, right. Because in Thailand we have to call them like Teacher Dan. We can call people by name only. Can't.
In Chinese
we
it's
cannot.
The same.
Right.
I don't know. I don't remember now which was the word, but in Chinese it's the same. For us, like 50 years ago, we had a word Don or Doña, and we said that to the teachers and all people also. Like you, for P, I think this is more correct than the other.
Yeah,
like
I
Don or
so.
Doña. If you are older, it's Don.
Don, yeah.
Or yeah.
Wow, cute.
Okay,
Don.
I like
Don.
So, okay, Candy. Can you tell us what did you do last week?
Oh.
Exactly Thursday?
Thursday night?
Night? Okay.
Afternoon.
I were with two Spaniard friends.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Only two?
There are more?
Okay. I went to Alcatraz with you, Hector, and you, Natalia. And
P. Natalia.
P. Natalia. And was that Carolina and Hector's friend from Spain?
Of course.
Yeah, right.
The
very nice friend.
Very nice. You know why very nice? Because of it is the only word that he can say in English. I'm sorry.
He was all the time. Oh, very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So. What did you think about Alcatraz? What did you see? What did you like the most?
Oh man!
What did
I
you like
so,
so bad?
Yeah.
I like the view from Alcatraz. I feel jealous of those prisoners. You know they were.
Why?
I mean, I don't jealous that they were in the prison, but I jealous that they can see the view, like beautiful view.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it could be great, like the summer house.
Yeah. And the view was so nice, you know, and especially in the night we went in the right time.
Yeah.
Yes.
At night with the lights from the city.
Yeah.
And cool air, cool weather. Man.
Taking pictures of everything, even when they said last picture, and it was like, no, last 50 pictures.
Yeah, the last picture was like 50 times or 60.
Right. I'm sorry, the boat wasn't waiting for us. We were just on time. Right?
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah, right. And Natalia, you remember? You and me were the last... you and I were the last person.
Yeah,
that walked out from the prison.
I like to enjoy.
Yeah, we enjoyed the photos and, yeah, and the environmental there a lot.
Where we should be with my arms out.
Okay, I didn't want to say that, but I have here in the studio two Ghanaian actors. They are singing this song at the same time. The song is playing.
I love it. And I love this song.
We knew the song.
I don't understand why we have like perceptions or BSU cultural explosion or something, and they are asking for people to perform there, and you should go.
Right.
Okay,
definitely.
Candy, next time we're going to be there.
But yes,
no, I'm kidding.
You two singing this. If you need help, I can make the bass.
Or the drums.
I will, cool. I will try something, but you have to sing. You two have to sing, man.
Okay. Okay, and no one going to be here to listen to us.
Yeah.
At the very top, you shit it on me on your way up. It's about to be a scary drop, cause what goes up must come down. You going down, I'm sorry. So Candy.
Yep.
I have to say that tonight it is Soul Candy.
Yeah, I was like, it's just like Soul Candy.
Soul Candy.
At 7 to 9.
From 7 to 9 in Angelica. So please, everybody has to go.
I have to be there. So
yeah,
I'm going
to
be
there too. And hey, it's free. You can go. Everybody can go there for free. And
okay. Nathani. Hector, which is the theme that you like so far of Alcatraz?
I like it everything, but I think the sound, how do you say that?
Audio guide.
The speaker, the speaker
guide.
And the audio guide.
Yeah, we have headphones with the audio guide.
It was awesome, and I don't know.
Scary.
It was creepy.
I like the idea.
It was creepy.
I like the idea of audio guide.
Me too.
It was good.
And the sound effects and song.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Scary.
Stories were like, oh gosh.
You are like into the story. So inside of the jail,
it was
crazy.
Like you are a part of it because you say like, okay, now you walk.
And then
turn left and now you will see the cell that it used to belong to this prisoner. Like that, and the sound effects kind of creepy.
And sometimes they say...
Candy was one of the audio guides.
How you know?
Sometimes they said, okay, now close your eyes and imagine this is the dark room. And
it was like, you are in the dark room and then you close your eyes really, really strong.
Did you close your eyes?
And then you put
I closed too.
I did it.
I did.
And then you put your hand against your face and you are thinking in the light. At the end of that, you will see the light. And it was like, are you dead?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of creepy, but awesome.
Yeah, it was
getting
awesome.
Into the cell, that was a great experience just to know that I don't want to be there. Never.
Never.
In my life.
But you know, you went into the cell, right?
I went.
Yeah
and you
but you were...
I heard that if you have your first time in cell, that will be second time.
I was twice, so... You just invented that.
Yeah, me too, I know. He's like, okay, me, you go, I'll take your picture.
No. We were twice. I was twice, but I was in that one with the
cell.
The cell, yeah. And the other, that it was totally closed. You couldn't see light when you were inside. That was awful. Yeah, but because I had to say that I didn't expect that. They were saying like, oh, the prisoners had like 2 showers a week. And it was like, that's really good. That's pretty good. You don't need actually a shower every day if you are only sleeping there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, and they had their own toilet, their own, I don't know.
Everything.
I was expecting that worst.
Yeah.
To me, it was like a surprise because I don't know. I thought it was more than inhuman. Like, they were worse there.
Yeah.
And then they had the isolation jails.
Yeah, I was in there, the isolation jail.
So you only can go 1 hour a week out. You only go out 1 hour a week. So they told us a story about one guy that were there like 1 month. And you know what he did? He was always
with a button.
Yeah, yeah, a button playing. So it was very dark. Yeah. So he threw the button and he was looking for the button.
Actually, so he was really
again
smart.
And again and again. Yeah.
He at was
least,
really smart.
At least he enjoyed that. So
yeah, because then you are seeing movies and everything, and you don't know how the people can be there inside, like waiting for nothing, right, so long. So at least he had something to do. Like, oh man, he was really smart. Could you imagine being there more than 2 minutes without closing?
I would
closing
be freaked out.
Yeah, I know.
I was inside and it was like, oh man, I need to go out right now.
Right.
Because it was like a feeling of, oh, I need my freedom.
Yeah, I know. It's
I need my Facebook.
Definitely.
Well, yes, I went running through my Facebook to say that I was in an isolation jail for 1 minute.
One thing I surprised when I was there, I'm so surprised because of, you see, every cells they have their own, was that radio?
Yeah.
Come on, how come?
This is the best thing. They also had headphones to listen to the radio.
Yeah, they have their own headphone.
The first time I saw that, I was maybe like 12 and I saw that in the center, the mall center. And they had it there.
Yeah, I know.
In the jail, in Alcatraz.
Surprised.
So, oh my gosh, they could listen to the radio all the time.
All the time, yeah.
So at least you were doing something, you know?
Right. It's not that bad at all.
No.
No.
And they had, as you said before, that, I don't know, after that visit, I feel that they were bad and they were the worst and they were in jail, in the maximum jail, but actually they were pretty well. Like, they had a great place for having dinner, meals and everything. They had a huge
library. Yeah.
They could study there. They had showers. They have everything.
Okay, but we have to say that it wasn't that beautiful.
Okay.
No.
Not that beautiful. I had
it
to
was
say,
creepy.
I said that in the Spanish version of the show. Mm-hmm. But did you see the quote? That it's a, if you break the rules, you go to prison.
If you break the rules, then you go to jail. If you break the jail's rules, you go to Alcatraz. Yeah, I remember.
It was like, come on, this is not good.
It's not good, man.
not that good.
Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles. And my nightstands are full of open Bibles. I think about more than I forget, but I don't go around.
Okay, one of the things I learned in Alcatraz, that was Al Capone was there. Al Capone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I knew that he was in jail, but I didn't really know that he was there. And one of the fun facts for that is that you cannot know which was his cell because he was there Like, he didn't spend a lot of time in there.
Yeah.
He was in the hospital, and I was like, man, that's not the...
It's Alcatraz, but it's not the prison. It's the hospital.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but I don't know. Did you know about Al Capone? Candy?
No.
No? You didn't know who he was?
I mean, I don't remember the names.
But you didn't know before about Al Capone?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I heard a little bit before... But just a little bit.
To me, look, it was really interesting to see that from Alcatraz, only 36 prisoners tried to escape, and only 5 did it. And I was thinking about, oh, but did they go to the coast, to the other side alive, or why? Because there are sharks there.
Yeah.
And then I was looking the information of Alcatraz, and I saw that the sharks that swim in San Francisco Bay and around the island are not man-eaters. They are only sand sharks are among the coast common.
They are just chilling there in the water.
Chilling.
Yeah,
they are not man-eaters, so maybe they met some seal or some shark, and they were together to the other side.
Together to the coast.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Could
maybe
you imagine?
Probably.
Who knows?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, five prisoner made it to. I mean, five prisoner escaped, but I thought that only like two or three prisoners. That
yeah.
That.
Two. I think they were two. The two brothers.
Two, right? Two brothers.
Missed.
Yeah, missing. But I think they made it to San Francisco.
I think they drowned.
No.
I hope they went to San Francisco.
Yeah, I think they made it to San Francisco because they had been digging the hole for 2 years, over 2 years, and then they got out and then they died.
They are
like
old
that.
Men. They are old men.
No, they planned.
Yeah, but I mean, now they are old men.
Yeah, in the audio guide, they say that they should be in Mexico or something because they wasn't found ever.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be in USA. They should be swimming and swimming until there.
I know, but I think, yeah. Dribble and drop anymore, and you can never break my stride. You never slow the momentum at any moment. I'm about to blow. You never take my pride, killing the flow. Slow venom, any opponent is getting no mercy. Mark my words, ain't letting up. Relentless, I smell blood. I don't give a fuck, keep giving them hell. So, okay,
that's good for the Alcatraz thing. Do you want to say something else, Candy? Or
no, we have to finish the program.
Okay, hurry.
Next topic.
So, Candy, what is the next topic? No, I'm kidding. So, the next topic is the fight against Pacquiao and Marquez. Did you know about that, Candy?
No.
No,
you didn't know?
What is that?
Oh, man.
A fight.
Okay, we are going to talk about it now.
Okay, sure.
Hector.
So, this past Saturday was the fight against Pacquiao and Marquez, and we went to it's not a Mexican house, it's here in San Francisco, but the owner is a Mexican, so we were there with Mexican and we were with Pacquiao, so it was like complicated, don't you think that, Natalia? Because Pacquiao won.
Yeah, Pacquiao won. I said that Pacquiao had to win, and he did. It wasn't the best way. I expected another kind of combat, but another kind of fight. But that's it. I don't know. Life is there, and Marquez was cheating. So
okay, I don't think Marquez was cheating. Like cheating.
No. Not too much. But you can see
his bit.
You can see his feet stepping on the Pacquiao's feet. Yeah. So that's cheating.
Yeah, I know. So. I don't know. I think Pacquiao was the real winner, but not for too much. It was like not draw, but something like that.
Yeah, I was expecting another kind of fight, like more face to face, because at the beginning they were like playing clapping hands.
Yeah, they were like only defending, no one attacking. So it was like awkward.
They were dancing on the
dark.
Yeah, almost.
No, it wasn't dark.
No, they had a lot of lights.
Yeah.
And with this super fast boxing fight, we finished this week with What About Us with DJ Willy, DJ Nat, and also our super, super guest and sweet Candy.
Yeah, hey.
Candy is a name. No, she is not a Candy. So thank you a lot,
thank you, Candy,
for coming.
Thank you, Candy.
I hope you enjoyed.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, you asked the listeners?
No, I was asking you.
Listeners okay, and you, okay, Candy.
Okay, cool. I'll see you not next week because, as all of you know, it's Thanksgiving, so we don't have radio show. But in 2 weeks, we will see each other talking about Thanksgiving and LA, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
My birthday is on Thanksgiving Day.
So you want to say something?
Yeah, I
Do you want to invite someone?
I think you know, like somebody should give me something for my birthday or
I didn't listen okay. That one.
That's enough.
Okay, so bye.
Bye.
Okay, so next week we have something in your house and then you will have maybe some gift.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who knows?
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, maybe not. Okay. Bye, guys.
Nice to see you. We leave you here with Funk It Up and Dr. J. So see you next week. No,
the other
the week after.
Bye guys, nice
bye.
To see you again.
Bye.
I close my eyes and say a prayer. You're out there somewhere. I've